Ukrainian diplomats at COP28 have called out continued attacks by Moscow on its energy infrastructure as snowstorms already grip the country. The war looms large over Ukraine's pavilion at the COP28 summit as an American diplomat at the talks, Assistant Secretary of State for Energy Resources and former ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, forcefully denounces Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Putin has made energy one of his weapons. He's done that with his drone and missile attacks on civilian energy infrastructure. He's done that by turning off the gas pipelines in order to try to weaken Europe's resolve to support the Ukrainians.
Pyatt adds, Russia's leader is dragging us back to the law of the jungle. He has to be defeated. At the pavilion, a brick roof from the war-torn Kherson region serves as a physical reminder of the collapse of the Kakhovka Dam that washed away villages and cities in June. I'm Charles Delatesma.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.